We're now joined by head coach Jeff Wyatt of the Mercer boys. They're going to be in action tonight up at the HTC Conference Tournament. I know that Mercer off early today because they're still fighting ill. It's going to be off tomorrow. Coach Owens did say, hey, we're got enough to play health-wise as Mercer is going to play Tri-County tonight at 8:30 up from Eagleville. You want to be playing this time of year, Coach Wyatt, and it sounds like, I just asked you off the air, is illness kind of run through your team, and it looks like you have a pretty healthy squad, all things considered, for tonight.
Yeah, you know, we had two kids that were out Saturday, and I think they were pretty much over the illness, still had a little bit of lingering effects, so neither one of them showed up, but everybody was back at school this morning when we were there, and acted like they were good, so we'll find out tonight.
The two that were out Saturday, are we talking starters or bench players, or what sort of players were they?
Both of them were bench players. So far, we've been pretty lucky, and none of our starters have really been affected by it. So, it's just whether somebody has or not, everybody's in practice together and things like that. But so far, we've been pretty lucky as far as the team goes.
So, playing on Saturday, which is a little bit different to have a home doubleheader on Saturday. A lot of times you play on Saturday, and it's in a neutral side of the tournament. How'd the boys handle things? How'd they play Saturday?
Surprisingly, I thought we played pretty well. They moved the ball pretty well. I was more worried about how our legs would be. I know some of them had been having some effects and some colds and things like that, and when we came in, I think it was Thursday for our first practice, we didn't move very well, and, I told our assistant then that it was going to be kind of trying to play ourselves back into shape rather than, do any type of conditioning, and I thought our kids moved very well. The offense seemed to flow pretty decent, and, our defense, we get out and pressured, so I was very happy with the way we played Saturday.
Well, I'm sure, too, if you're worried about, getting back into shape and fatigue and those things, sometimes the psychological boost of just not having to get on a cold bus, being able to play on your home floor, that probably helped you on Saturday.
I think so. We played at the girls' start at noon, which is kind of a strange time, but the way things worked out, that's what we had to do, and everything was, we were set up for, something bad to happen, and our, we came through and didn't let anything affect the way that we played, and they just went out and got the job done. So, got to give them credit for that.
You're talking about your starters are generally kind of devoid of this flu bug that's been going through the district, and they're going to have to make sure they get their good sleep, because you're going to be playing some late-night basketball this week, Coach.
Now we are. We play at 8:30 tonight, and then if we would happen to win that game, then we play 8:30 on Thursday. So we've already talked about get plenty of sleep, drink lots of fluids. We've went through all that stuff. And actually, we've been kind of saying that for the last 2 to 3 weeks. But, evidently something's working. So, hopefully we can keep everybody healthy. And, we get on a run here, and we're playing pretty good ball for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Do you have a makeup game with Winston on the schedule? I was just looking at your schedule here. Looks like that to one that was called off last week because of the illness. That's going to be made up the 15th.
Yes, it is the 15th. So we got the conference tournament this week, and then I think we play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday of the following week before district.
Yep, I'm looking at it here, and you're playing some good teams too. Milan is a load, obviously, going there on Monday. I think I'm going to be at Milan as well Monday for that one. Gilman City, who's going to be tough on their floor. Winston, you know about. And East Harrison isn't easy. Now, next week is going to be a very challenging week.
It will be, like you said, Milan has had a great year this year, and we got to go to their place. I think three of those four games are on the road, mm-hmm. and then we get to finish the year homecoming and senior night, all that is against East Harrison, and they're playing much better here lately. So we definitely got our hands full, and, hopefully we can step up the challenge and finish the year outright.
You handled your business the first time you played Tri-County. You really held them down. I know they're kind of a young basketball team, but from what I've seen with the Mustangs, and I know every team wants to say this at this time of year, but I think clearly they're better than they were when you played them a couple of months ago. What has caught your eye when you just look at a scouting report on them for tonight, Coach?
Probably just how patient they are. They don't seem to get rattled. You know, and I know they're going to move the ball around. They're going to look for good shots. And, you know, we're going to have to really work and let our defense do its job. And, you know, hopefully that our defense turns into offense for us. And, you know, hopefully just go at it that way.
As we said, it'll be 8:30 definitely tonight. And a win, it's 8:30, and a loss, it's 8:30. So one way or the other, Mercer's going to get used to those 8:30 tip times. Wednesday, the consolation semifinals, 8:30, and Thursday, the winner's bracket semifinals at 8:30. Championship is Saturday at 6:30, third place Saturday at 3:30. So those would be the potential times for the Mercer boys. I know some have been seated. Some are going to be seated this week. You're going to, is it Albany for districts, Coach?
Yes, it is.
Has it been seated yet or no?
We actually did that Saturday morning, and we got the 3 seats.
So who are we looking at as the top seeds that you're going to be kind of looking at pretty intently?
Worth County got the 1, Pittsburgh got the 2, and we got the 3.
So that is, you know, you saw Worth County last year, and you know, I was at that game, and I know that, you know, I'm sure from your perspective, you didn't play as well as you wanted to in that district final, but both those teams that you mentioned, I don't know a whole lot about Pattonsburg, but if you're playing your best, I think you can play with both those teams.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. You know, Pattonsburg, they're very athletic. I haven't seen them much. I've heard a lot about them this year. I know they've got a win over Winston in a close game at Pattonsburg, and then I guess they got a close win over St. Joe Christian, which are two really, you know, quality teams. So they're doing some things right this year. I know they're awful young. I've heard they're really, really athletic. They want to get out pressure you and turn you over. The way it sounds is they kind of play like the Winston teams from a couple years ago. You know, they really want to get out pressure and make their defense turn into offense for them. So I'm sure, I'm going to be trying to get some more film on them and try to be able to see them play. So we're still looking for things on them. And then Worth County, you know, we did get to see them last year, and I know they've been hurt with injuries early in the season, but I think they've got most of their players back now. And, you know, from what I've been hearing is they kind of do the same things, and they're really, really big. They got a good inside-outside game. So, if we were fortunate enough to make it to that point, you know, hopefully we can give them a better game than what we did last year.
Well, and the thing that you said there was kind of where I was going to lean, because you need to get there first. So you're a 3 seed. You're going to see a 6 seed in the opening round, Coach. Who is that 6 seed?
It's East Harrison.
So, you know, East Harrison, you're going to be very familiar with them by the time you play them for the third time.
Exactly. You know, and hopefully, I don't know if we will see them in the conference tournament or not. There's a chance. But we will have them, you know, the last game of the regular season, and then we also get them first game of district. So, yeah, we're going to be very familiar with them by the time we play them in district.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the schedule, and hopefully the weather is good. I know there's snow in the forecast here for the next couple of days, certainly tomorrow and tomorrow night. But if you're a Cardinal fan, a lot of good matchups. Conference tournament this week, Milan a week from today, Gilman City a week from tomorrow, Winston then the 15th, East Harrison the 16th, rematch with East Harrison the following week. Do you know off the top of your head, Coach, Monday or Tuesday, what night you're playing at districts here in 2 weeks?
I believe boys are playing Tuesday. I think the girls play Monday and the boys play Tuesday.
Gotcha. Well, it's hard to believe it's that time of year again, isn't it?
It got here quick, it seemed like, but, you know, it's here, so hopefully we're ready.
Yeah, it's time to make sure you're as good as you can be here over the next 2 weeks as postseason play is right around the corner. Coach, we'll catch up with you again next Monday. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.